At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Ground ball, Velasquez throws across. Hit that! Reed Devers throws a no-hitter. Fantastic! Yes! Wow!
Wow! What team? Who's that? That listen to that crowd go wild for a no-hitter.
That's Reed Detmers of the LA Angels. I'm guessing that game was at home, judging by the deafening
wow.
roar. But wait a minute! I got an app that's supposed to tell me when somebody has a no-hitter through seven. And I got updated or something. Damn it. There's nothing I love better than no-hitters or perfect games.
Well,
those last few outs, oh, my God, I can barely stand the stress, and I'm a fat idiot watching at home.
Well, that was the crowd reaction to a no-hitter. Almost had a perfect game a couple weeks ago, but they decided to pull the pitcher. Okay, whatever.
Oh, you don't want to get yes, all the those, infamous Dodgers move.
Yeah. All those fans cheering for that. You know, that's what the sport is for. It's for all those people who now for the rest of their lives as baseball fans get to talk about having seen a no-hitter. But no, pull the pitcher.
I disagree. It's about sabermetrics, and he had reached his pitch count, and so we want to preserve him for later in the season, and blah, 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 blah. So, though, the fans will not get that joy tonight. Thank you for asking.
Hate it. Hate it so much. Excuse me.
That reminds me. We have breaking news. Bill Gates
what?
Has coronavirus. Bill Gates has coronavirus.
Who cares? Bill Gates doesn't care. Yeah, I got some sniffles, he says to himself. Please.
And a couple of Where girlfriends on the side.
Oh, boy. Well, who can blame him? So, is there more to the baseball thing? I can't remember, but I love your point. It's absolutely right. Listen to the joy, the excitement, the exaltation of people living in difficult times, getting to just let it all out and join in the pitcher and their favorite team in triumph.
Having,
I definitely want to avoid that.
Having spent at least three figures just for tickets and food and parking and gas.
Right, right. Dodgers fans, the transition to Angels fans is easy. You got one team cares about whether you're happy or not, and another team that doesn't. So there you have it.
But you like going to a concert for some band, you know, whatever their big giant hit is. We're not going to play that hit tonight because the singer's voice, he wants to save it for a more important concert coming up later in the concert season. So.
Oh, I understand completely. I think that's a wise decision. Say the fans. That sucks. Anyway, this needed to be answered. I've been looking at this for a couple of days and finally lined up exactly what I was looking for. The Biden administration, you remember Admiral Rachel Levine, the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health, is the transgender gal who is high up in the administration. That person has been the object of some controversy. You may remember the Babylon Bee declared her the man of the year and was yanked off of Twitter. I think some woke magazine, Time, maybe declared her the woman of the year, which is just unbelievable. Levine, I'm very uncomfortable with the whole pronoun thing these days. But anyway.
In what way? In what way?
Well,
worried that you'll get the wrong one, or you don't want to play along, or what way are you worried about it?
Yeah, both, honestly. Both. I'm not comfortable with the game. So people are playing games, and they're trying to trap people so that they make the wrong move, and then they can be condemned and you know, beaten down in the style of the Twitter mob.
I go with they to stay out of trouble, but then I'm always reminded of PJ O'Rourke saying, well, was there one of them or several?
Exactly. So I will just say Admiral Levine, because Admiral Levine earned that rank. As far as I know, and I'm sure Admiral Levine did. Anyway, Admiral Levine put out a statement that said, there is no argument among medical professionals about the value and importance of gender-affirming care. Systematic review on hormonal treatment for young people, blah, blah, blah. There is no argument among medical professionals. The HHS fact sheet to which the Admiral was referring stated, for transgender and non-binary children and adolescents, early gender-affirming care is crucial to overall health and well-being, as it allows the child or adolescent to focus on social transitions and can increase their confidence while navigating the health care system. And the fact sheet offered examples of gender-affirming care, using certain types of hormones to pause pubertal development, giving testosterone hormones for those who were assigned female at birth, and estrogen for those assigned male at birth, top surgery, creating male typical chest shapes or enhanced breasts, and bottom surgery, surgery on genitals or reproductive organs. And they said essentially that all the hormonal stuff was wonderful, and that the genital surgeries on a case-by-case basis. And again, this person who is the... what's the title again? The Assistant Secretary of Health or whatever said there is no argument among medical professionals on this. Well, many, many medical professionals came forward and said, not only is there argument, there's a hell of a lot of argument, and you're on the wrong damn side of it.
Well, one of the reasons you might not know that is that the leading book about those arguments was banned from Amazon. Do you remember that? So... I like the phrase, what was that, male?
Right, Irreversible Damage by Abigail Schreier.
Right, and that book was
Amazon, that her first name?
Amazon wouldn't allow that book to be sold. I like phrases like male typical chest shape. Well, when did we get into this language? Male typical chest shapes. Okay.
It's a double mastectomy for an adolescent, for a child. Sickening. It's sickening. Dr. William Malone, Idaho-based assistant clinical professor for endocrinology, member of the Society for Evidence-Based Gender Medicine, international group of three figures worth of clinicians and researchers concerned about what they call, quote, the lack of quality evidence for the use of hormonal and surgical interventions as first-line treatment for young people with gender dysphoria. In other words, let's talk to them for a long damn time about their psychological well-being before we start jabbing them full of chemicals. Anyway, they released an extensive rebuttal of the guidance from the HHS, alleging that the department failed to adequately review available literature and also rendered biased recommendations without taking into account the low quality of evidence, diversity of clinician viewpoints, or possible alternative treatments. This is your government, by the way. Those of you who want to give the government more and more power, the HHS went wild, way on the radical gender theory side of things. And issued those guidance, and then the head person said, oh, there's no disagreement in medical science, and I'm just getting rolling. A board-certified endocrinologist, Malone has waded into the international debate about puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgery. In March, he and several colleagues penned a letter to the editor of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, pointing out that, quote, the standards of care are technically only practice guidelines that are potentially subject to bias. Let's see, there's more. We're trying to make it seem that the evidence, well, I'm sorry, that's not that important. In February, the Swedish National Board of Health and Welfare updated its health care service guidelines to recommend, quote, restraint when it comes to hormone treatment, noting increasing reports of detransition and transition-related regret among youth who transitioned in recent years. That's crazy right-wing Sweden, folks. In 2020, the Finnish Health Authority issued similar guidelines, said, do not do surgeries. In October 2021, Royal Australian New Zealand College of Psychiatrists also issued a statement citing a lack of quality evidence and emphasizing the necessity of receiving proper mental health evaluations before undergoing irreversible hormone therapy or gender reassignment surgery. And they quote several child and adolescent psychiatrists who say this is a craze. It's a psychic epidemic. There is a complete lack of high, this is a quote, there is a complete lack of high quality long-term data that these medical interventions actually help. And it is very disturbing to me as a fellow physician that Dr. Levine is arrogantly announcing that all pediatricians, all physicians and therapists agree with her position. That's Dr. Miriam Grossman, extremely respected psychiatrist and author who described the rising rates of gender dysphoria among young people as a psychic epidemic. Quote, I attribute it to the gender ideology which has made its way into our schools, into our entertainment industry, into social media platforms. Children who have various emotional issues are being led to believe that being transgender is going to solve their emotional issues. Grossman also noted that among female adolescents, especially, such ideas and behaviors spread rapidly within friend groups.
Yeah, dang it, that worries me as a guy who's got one kid with some pretty big-time emotional problems, which I've talked a lot about on the air, just, you know, being led down any path. Because a kid like that, having one, he's looking for ways to fix his own mind all the time. All the time, because he spends so much time, you know, uncomfortable, as a lot of people with emotional issues do. And so you're just looking for a solution. And sometimes the solution is booze and pot, or sometimes the solution is I'm actually a boy or a girl. And yeah.
Well, and activists and radical gender theory types latch on to kids like that. And they convince them that there is one key that will unlock all the doors to happiness. Because if you've ever dealt with people who have emotional problems or mental illness problems, and I have a great deal, it's not one thing. There's anxiety and depression and social anxiety. There are phobias. There's OCD.
Throwing some OCD, I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea that, wait a minute, there's one thing you can do that will unlock all of those doors is so cruelly alluring to those who are struggling that they will latch onto that. And you know, we also made the point, and I wish maybe we can feature it on the website or something like that. We were talking at length about how kids on certain social media platforms, especially, the whole woke ideology thing is at fever pitch. And if you are an alienated, unhappy, cisgender white kid in particular, you are the oppressor. You are evil. Your opinion is rejected on every single topic because how dare you comment? You're a cisgendered white person. And for somebody who's already unhappy and troubled, that online brutality is awful. It's painful. But wait, again, back to the magic fix. If you simply type the words in, I'm transgender, I identify as a girl now, or I'm pansexual, or I'm whatever, that brutal criticism, That verbal flogging turns into love and support. And if you don't understand how powerful that is, you don't remember what it's like to be an adolescent, and or you didn't live through this awful, awful online adolescent age that we're in. And so there's a troubled person, finds the answer, they say, yes, I'm transgender. Immediately, at their school, online, the activist left says, yes, you are, you're so brave, you're so right, good for you. And then Dr. Levine is ready to jab you full of hormones and whisk you on the conveyor belt towards surgeries. Oh, just freaking lovely. And then claims there's no dissent in medicine about this stuff. That is one of the most awful things I've ever heard a government official say.
And the fact that there's so little, that I hadn't heard about it, there's so little pushback on that is incredible. Wow, you can't say that, dude. That's just flat out not true.
The admiral ought to be fired today.
Even if you're very open-minded to the trans thing, you can't say that conclusively. That's rough.
It's a crazy person, yeah.
Breaking news on overdose deaths, and it's shocking, among other things, coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-473-0631. 800-473-0631. 800-473-0631. That's 800-473-0631. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, Equal Opportunity Critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State Relief.
residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Show. We are introducing a product today, and that product is called iPod. What is iPod? iPod is an MP3 music player, has CD quality music, and it plays all of the popular open formats of digital music. The coolest thing about iPod, your entire music library fits in your pocket. And this is what the front of it looks like. Boom. That's iPod. I happen to have one right here in my pocket, matter of fact. There it is, right there.
So that was what year, Michael, did you say?
2001.
Steve Jobs introducing the iPod. I actually thought it was older than that. So as recently as 2000, your only hope was to, like, burn as many songs as you could fit onto a CD? I didn't realize it was that recently that's the way we were all doing it. And then all
walking
of a sudden,
around with your Discman.
But the idea of having my entire music collection in this little thing is only that old. Anyway, the reason it's in the news is Apple announced they're going to stop making the iPod. It's apparently nobody was buying them. If you've got an iPhone, you have an iPod. But like I said, the reason I bought the first iPhone when it first came out in 2006 or 7 was they said it was the best iPod we've ever made, and I didn't have an iPod, so I thought, okay, I'll get one. And, yeah, so now we're all used to any song I can think of at any moment I will play right now in perfect quality.
Well, with these streaming systems for all of their, brutality on musicians making a living, it's not just your collection. It's just any song that's ever been made, practically.
Exactly. I don't know why I would. Well, maybe that's why iPods are going away. I don't know why I would ever take the time to compile music at all ever again. I haven't for many years. If I think of something, I just type it in and play it. I've got like four
different
ways.
If you're out of range of, cell coverage or Wi-Fi, but how often does that happen?
Yeah, my youngest has got an iPod Touch, and he uses that all the time because I'm trying to keep him off the internet as long as I possibly can. So carrying around music, he loves that. He just, the ability to have control of his own music and put on his headphones just makes him feel like a grown-up or something. I enjoy the power it seems to give him. Anywho, we can get into this more later, but the numbers are just out. Really, really quite shocking. We had been setting records for overdose deaths year by year by year. We all know it went up during the pandemic. Well, the numbers are out for 2021. It went up 15% in the last year.
Oh, boy.
So having set a record that made us all go, oh, my God, this is a national crisis, we need to do something about it, went up 15% from there. Deaths from drug overdoses, 108,000 people died in 2021.
So many things you could say. I'll say this. Most of them come across the border. Do we have a wall at the border, and why not?
We can get into a little bit more of that, among other things. The growing love of authoritarian governments from some new polling that should get everybody's attention. I don't care what your politics are. If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Kevin Cry, candidate for Board of Supervisors, District 1. Find out what Kevin wants to accomplish if he's elected. Also joining us is Simpson University. All of this Thursday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Voters of Shasta County, it's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, pro-business, practical solutions, community first, responsive local government, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates. Visit ShastaVote.com for more information on how you can support pro-business, pro-safety, and pro-community leadership. Enough with all this chaos. We want and desperately need leadership with experience and hearts for our community. Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Resner for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Spring has sprung at Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So, saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with our new statuary, including a variety of bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Gold Leaf Nursery, back open Wednesday through Saturday.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Meanwhile, today President Biden spoke about the economy, and he said that addressing inflation is his top domestic priority. Yep, Biden knew it was time to act when milk and gas both hit $9 a gallon. But while Biden was speaking about the economy, he really tried to express to Americans that he feels their pain when it comes to inflation, although I'm not sure about his choice of words.
Look, I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
Wow. Americans heard and responded with a resounding, ew. That's...
I'm glad we left that unedited because it shows you how long the audience was willing to laugh before there was a punchline. It just the whole I can taste it thing, how odd that came across.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, and there are other parts of his screed that we'll play later on that were either just dumb political stuff, but... Some other parts that were just incoherent. I mean, they were seriously a very, very old man who was really struggling. This can't go on for another 2+ years.
So last year we were all shocked and talked a lot about the fact that there had been 100,000 opioid deaths. 100,000. Alcohol kills 80,000 people a year, and it's legal. But opioid deaths had been going up, had hit 100,000, and this year, 15% increase, like the simple math, so we're at 115,000 deaths. If somebody offers you a speedball or a goofball, I would recommend saying no to it. I don't know about your party habits. It's this growing trend, according to a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, of intertwined synthetics. It's an epidemic of intertwined synthetics, the likes of which we've never seen, he said, where we've never seen such a powerful opioid like fentanyl being mixed with such a potent methamphetamine, and putting those two together is killing people like crazy. We're now at 115,000 deaths, and it's, if you look at the chart, there's no reason to think it's not going to be 140,000 next year.
Yeah, yeah, well, right. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, and as we've talked to drug experts and authors who say there's no such thing as safely doing hard drugs at this point. I know there's a new coalition of parents starting up that it's called One Pill Can Kill, because a lot of the pills being sold on the street is a Percocet or, you know, whatever the kids are partying with these days. That pill is not from a giant pharmaceutical company, as if they don't have sins on their hands. It is almost certainly a fake from a Mexican drug cartel.
Yeah,
and it could be extremely dangerous.
It is unfair to refer it to it as the opioid crisis. This opioid crisis that we're talking about today is completely different than the one we were talking about just a few years ago, when it was the pill manufacturers and, you know, like Rush Limbaugh going deaf, or, you know, or the guy in Hillbilly Elegy or whatever getting addicted to painkillers or whatever like that. That crisis was big, but this is a new thing. And the guy, as the guy said, mixing the meth with the hardcore fentanyl, overdose deaths involving meth, speaking to what I was just talking about, tripled between 2015 and 2019. It overtook
Wow.
all those painkillers and all that different stuff that people were getting hooked on. That's a problem, and I'd like to hear from my libertarian friends who are constantly talking about the failure of the war on drugs or legalizing drugs or whatever. Does that work still in your mind with these drugs on the street? How many people dying would still be proof that people should have the right to make their own decision?
Yeah, I wonder. That's a complicated one and a tough one. I'd love to hear great, wise sages get together and discuss it. I will tell you one thing, though. One thing I would not do is spend tons and tons of taxpayer money to make it as easy as possible for people to be meth junkies. Make sure they're comfortable, make sure they're housed and fed and clothed, just make it as cush as possible and never demand they get off drugs. That experiment has failed, blue cities and counties. I'm looking at you. It has failed miserably.
So the rise was 15% last year to this year after a 30% rise in 2020. During the pandemic, the number of drug overdose deaths has increased every single year since the 70s. Except for one year, an outlier where it didn't go up. But other than that, every single year since the 70s, drug overdose deaths have gone up. Well, whatever we're doing, whether you think the legalizing all drugs would make that go down or doubling down on the whatever you want to say, whatever we have been doing is not working, obviously.
Right. And as I look around, I see the Mexican drug cartels are as powerful and rich as ever. You know, they have gone into human trafficking and that sort of thing, but drugs are still an enormous profit center for them. I know in the state of California, because of all the rules and regs and taxes, a huge chunk of the sales of pot are still illegal, as they are in other states as well. Not all of them, like Colorado, I think most of the pot sales are now legal, but I'm just looking at the angle that I espouse, that to decriminalize is to de-profitize the trade for criminals.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure that's been borne out.
Certainly more than ever, I'm of the belief that, hell yes, have pot legal and easy to get if people are going to smoke pot so that they don't have to have a drug dealer who also deals in this stuff that's going to kill them. Separate those things as far as you can. I want the pot in the same aisle as the Coors Light so that that high school kid or college kid or whatever doesn't have to know a drug dealer who deals in stuff that kills people.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that. Especially because there's an economic incentive to lace everything with fentanyl because it's so incredibly addictive. You got a fentanyl addict, you got a customer for life. Maybe not a very long life, but a customer for life. So, anyway.
One more thing on this. Drug overdoses have long ago surged above the peak deaths from AIDS back in the day, car crashes, guns. Drug overdoses killed a quarter as many Americans last year as COVID-19. Now, you hear about COVID every single day. We've moved mountains to try to stop COVID because it's killing so many people. We have spent trillions of dollars because of that. A quarter as many people killed by drug overdoses. I don't know if there's an answer, but...
Well, the stuff we're trying ain't it,
that's
evidently.
True.
So on to lighter fare, because everything's lighter fare in a moment or two. But first, a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, because all those meth heads and junkies in their junkie camps are stealing your stuff and breaking into your house. And or, you know, there's fires and medical emergencies and that sort of thing. And Simply Safe Home Security allows you to customize the system for your home that deals with the threats you're concerned about. And they have wonderful 24/7 professional monitoring.
Yeah, and you customize it to your home because everybody has different needs. You go to simplysafe.com, you click around for a little bit. You get the system you want. They send it to you. You set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It costs under $1 a day, no long-term contracts, because most security... God, I was talking to somebody just yesterday who had some stuff stolen because their two-year contract had run out on a security system they hated. I mean, you don't want to get into that mess. Have something that you like, and you stay with it as long as you like it.
Yep. Customize the perfect system for your home in minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Check out the wireless outdoor camera. It's great. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Maybe we'll play the audio later, but more audio keeps coming out from this book that for some reason I can't remember the title of. And I plan to read. It's the one from the Politico reporters, where the Kevin McCarthy tapes came out and all that different sort of stuff. Tapes continue to come out, and there's one out today of Lindsey Graham shortly after January 6th saying Joe Biden is the perfect person to be president right now. So how damaging that will be to him or whatever, I don't know.
I think it's pretty interesting gossip. I'll enjoy hearing the tape, and 24 hours later, I'll never think of it again.
Right.
Just being honest.
The stuff that gets all the attention from that book is the stuff that is tied into Trump and could be damaging to Republicans in theory. And so the mainstream media really likes to talk about that. There's way more interesting stuff in there, though, about the parties and the difficulties that they're both having with their different wings and trying to hold it together that I think is, that's why I want to read the book. Getting into the details of the woke part of the Democratic Party trying to get along with the Nancy Pelosi wing of the party and, similar problem with the Trump stuff on the Republican Party. Those are real issues. I don't think it's ever been, Sean, our old producer, used to say it's four parties trying to pretend they're two. It is more that now than it has ever been. There's always been various factions of the parties, but not like this.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm just thinking about the Lindsey Graham statement. And 10 years ago, Biden, if you're just looking for a calm down, moderation, the rest of it, I could see that. But I don't know, maybe Lindsey didn't fully appreciate how senile the guy is at this point. Michael, do we have that new clip that we had yesterday of Biden trying to talk about inflation and the economy? I don't know what number it is.
I believe that inflation is our top economic challenge right now. And I think they do, too. We've built a strong economy with a strong job market. And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
Oh, boy.
So the book is This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. And there's everybody's much interesting stuff in there about how Nancy hates the squad and all the super progressives. As there is anything in there about Trump. So I look forward to reading it and bringing you highlights. Also, Democrats being really concerned about Kamala Harris.
What's the name of the book again?
This Shall Not Pass, which I don't understand where the title comes from.
This Will Not Pass?
This Will Not Pass.
Yeah, that's different because This Shall Not Pass is the book about Gandalf and that weird dragon creature from the core of the earth. Different book entirely.
Yeah, you're probably better off reading that one.
This shall not pass! Different book.
Have you seen that ad? It's from The Mandalorian. It's making fun of The Mandalorian. Have you seen that ad where the guy gets pulled over for speeding and tries to do that thing with his hands like The Mandalorian does? I wasn't speeding.
I am not.
And the cop just says, "What are you doing?" "I wasn't speeding." Like your ability to make stormtroopers forget what they saw. "I wasn't speeding." What are you doing, sir?
Stop it.
So we have some clips of Joe Biden stumbling through his speech about the inflation yesterday. Maybe to kick off our... What hour is this? Oh, it's only that late. God, sometimes this show seems like a lifetime, doesn't it? Maybe to kick off hour three, the growing enthusiasm for authoritarian government by people on both sides. This is a serious problem. This is not made up BS talk radio cable stuff. This is a serious problem we've got with our politics in America, and it is bipartisan. And when I get into the numbers, you'll agree, I think.
Yipes.
So that's next hour. This hour, I don't know. We'll just stumble through it, I suppose.
We've got another edition of Joe Getty's Racism or Crazy Activist, always popular.
Cool. All on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
When interest rates rise, credit card debt gets more expensive. Make sure you're doing what you can to pay it off faster, especially during these times. You can learn more in as little as 10 minutes when you call American Financing, America's home for home loans, where the process starts with a free mortgage review. No pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation around the benefits of a cash-out refinance. So you can learn about custom options that can help you secure a lower rate, spend less on interest, and pay your balance off faster. It could mean savings up to $1,000 a month, and even more long-term. So why not learn more? If you like what you hear, you could skip two payments and may close in as fast as 10 days. When you call American Financing, 800-906-2440, that's 800-906-2440, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
We need all units to respond.
Violent crime right
California, under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
God, shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hi, I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 1. As a local business owner, mother of four, and current Reading City Council member, public safety is a top priority. That's why, while as acting mayor, I led the council in approving a crisis intervention response team within the Reading Police Department, which has successfully assisted many citizens in crisis. If you want to be part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, then vote for me, Erin Resner, for Shasta County Supervisor on June 7th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And finally, Starbucks added a new drink to its menu today, which is cold brew coffee topped with chocolate foam and sweetened with vanilla syrup. It's also their first drink to come with the bathroom key.
Only I'd had my headphones on for the beginning of that joke. What's in it?
Don't get me started on bathrooms in public places. It's just between the homeless and the COVID, the ability to use a bathroom away from your home has just disappeared more or less in the modern world. Between lawsuits and COVID. Just, and the homeless. Lawsuits, the homeless, and COVID. I knew there was another one I was missing out. They can't tell the homeless, people, hey, you don't get to wash your body in there for an hour. They can't say that because they'll get in trouble, so they just don't have a bathroom. So many businesses have done that. And then the ridiculous COVID, I think that's an excuse. Yeah, because of COVID, we're not having a bathroom. And then the lawsuits that Starbucks had, you know.
Well, and if the bums and junkies are any sort of any minority, God help you, you can't say anything at all.
Right, so there's no bathrooms anywhere anymore. You got a kid that needs your bathroom, you're going to pee in the parking lot because there are no bathrooms.
Yeah, be like me, embrace the diapered lifestyle. It's very relaxing once you get used to it.
Your willingness to just state that on the air without,
Oh, are we on the air? it is not racist to want to control who comes in and out of your country, in any country on earth. Although, for instance, the brand new radical woke crazy person who's the press secretary, what's her name? Karine Jean-Pierre. Believes that controlling the border is racist. But what about the idea that, well, people sneak across the border and we send them back promptly, like old Secretary Mayorkas said the other day. David Spunt found out differently.
Early today, a group of migrants illegally crossed the Rio Grande into Texas, moments before stopping to pray. In 2 weeks, officials expect an even greater surge in crossings as Title 42 will no longer be enforced. Once Title 42 is lifted, immigration judges are also planning for a surge in courtrooms. But thanks to a backlog of 1.7 million cases, some migrants won't see a courtroom for 3 to 7 years from now.
3 to 7 years. Those who are foolish enough to show up for a hearing. I wish I spoke fluent Spanish. Perhaps our Spanish-speaking fans can use Google Translate as I tell you. Don't show up for a hearing, you idiot. Just get a job and melt into the country. Nobody will do anything.
Not to mention this freaking game that's been going on my whole life. So you got a court date and you show up in 5 years, and then the argument politically is, these people have been in this country for 5 years, working and living. Yeah, because your system doesn't get the card. God dang it!
And it's about to get overwhelmed, like overwhelmingly more than it's currently overwhelmed. I mean, come on. I don't appreciate the policy. I don't appreciate what it does to the country. But what I hate even more is being treated like I'm so freaking stupid. You folks, too. Like, you're also dumb. You can't figure out what's going on. It's just so obvious. But Congress will do nothing. So moving on to other fare. Speaking of things that are not also not racist. Jack, chilling news. A noose was spotted hanging outside a residence hall in Stanford University on Sunday. Potentially the third time in which the hateful symbol was spotted on the prestigious Bay Area University's campus in the last 3 years. Great Scott.
When's the last time there was a noose when it did turn out to be an actual racist threatening somebody? Has that happened recently? I don't even remember the last time that actually happened.
Well, it's outnumbered like 500-1 by activists who, I don't think people fully understand how much racism there is, and people are not talking about it. So I'm going to put a racist symbol up on my campus so people talk about racism. I mean, this is open and shut, please.
Or it's just the strap handle, the way you tie it for closing your garage door. Remember that one?
Right, yeah, the whole NASCAR thing. I love this. Let's see. The Stanford Vice Provost said, we'd like to express our gratitude to those who reported the noose and contracted DPS. We are sharing this message with the full university community so everyone's informed and we can move forward as one committed to ending anti-black racism, which is admittedly still a problem in the country. There's all sorts of racism all over the world.
And nothing could be more horrific than the idea of lynching someone with a noose. But in recent memory, I can't remember a time when it was real.
Stanford Daily reported the dean said the university has set up an outreach plan to provide assistance to all who are in need, etc. This is not the first time this has occurred in recent years. Yep, third time in 3 years. The first was in 2019 when a noose was spotted in a bush in front of a housing complex by a student. At the time, the residents were majority black high schoolers staying on campus for a summer program. Nobody ever really got to the bottom of how that news got there. I've got an idea. Second incident took place last year when two ropes were found near the popular Lake Lagunita walking trail. We cannot be certain whether the ropes were deliberately fashioned in the shape of nooses or were part of an abandoned swing or rope ladder, Vice Provost and Dean at the time.
Wow.
Oh, it's all so phony. There are no racist lunatics running around Stanford planting nooses. There aren't. There just aren't.
Wasn't there a thing in the Bay Area also a couple years ago where there was a bunch of nooses and it turned out they were holding the balloons for a party the day before or something like that? Remember that one?
Right. Yes.
Come on. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.